is making his first court appearance this morning.
That's correspondent Sharon Reed, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
President Trump will be meeting with Attorney General Jeff Sessions and FBI Director Christopher Wray in Washington today. But then tonight, Trump will be going home to Trump Tower in New York City for the first time since inauguration. New Yorkers have mixed feelings about it.
Time to go home and stay home.
He's entitled to visit his home. I think that's fine. And let the man do his job.
The city ends up spending and wasting a ton of money because he chooses to stay here.
It's his house, and he's entitled to come there.
Updating our top story, the man charged with killing a woman protesting a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville on Saturday when he drove his car into some counter-protesters has just made his first court appearance. James Fields of Ohio charged with one count of second-degree murder for the death of Heather Heyer. He also faces three counts of malicious wounding. The judge set no bond in the case. Fields made his appearance by video conference in Charlottesville General District Court. Remember, we're not just on the radio, but also online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
Police in Wisconsin are still on the hunt for the gunman who killed three people at a drag strip last night. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth saying the three men who were killed at the Great Lakes Dragaway were gunned down at point-blank range. Two of the men died at the scene. The third died as he was being transported to a hospital. All three victims were from Illinois. The suspect got away in a car, and again, they're still looking for him. The infamous Ford Bronco that O.J. Simpson used in his 1994 low-speed police chase will be up for sale on tonight's episode of Pawn Stars. Former O.J. agent Mike Gilbert owns it now and was filmed making an effort to unload it on the History Channel show. Gilbert says he was once offered $500,000 for the Bronco. He wants to give any money he makes to his children. Approaching the 40th anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley, that's this Wednesday, the 16th, many people surprised to learn that his name is still worth so much. USA's John Clemens has more.
According to Forbes magazine, that worth is over $27 million. Marty Brockstein of the International Licensing Industry Merchandisers Association says Elvis has not left the building.
You know, on the 16th, there'll be a lot of attention focus, and people will say, oh, I haven't thought about Elvis for a long time. I'm going to go online. I'm going to go into a store and buy some small remembrance.
Brockstein says even four decades after the death of Elvis, the king can still bring in the bucks.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon. The weather for today is this afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees, south winds 3 to 5 miles an hour. Tonight, a slight chance of showers after 3 o'clock in the morning, so you'll be asleep, so you don't really know about that. Mostly cloudy with a low of around 65 degrees, so great sleeping weather. South winds 3 to 5 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is probably around 20 degrees.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is Dr. Miola from Get Healthy Hunterdon. And today we've got an exciting guest, and we're going to answer some of those questions that you've been so burning in your mind and stuff like who, what, where, and why. Today we have Connie Fazekas, who is from the Hunterdon Pilates Center. Connie, welcome to Get Healthy Hunterdon, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Oh, good, good. Now, we have a lot of information to go through, and also why don't we just get started and all. Connie, one of the things that we always have questions about is, what is Pilates? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm asked that question constantly. Pilates is a form of exercise that is dynamic in its movement, and it stretches and works the muscle at the same time. We use equipment, which most people don't know that because they think they're accustomed to the mat Pilates that most of them see at the gym. But Pilates studios actually have what's called Pilates apparatus. And it has springs. And as you know, a spring is progressive. As the further you push that spring away, the harder that movement becomes. And then you have to engage stabilizers and yet still work that muscle, yet it still stretches you at the same time. So it does quite a bit of things all at one time, using spring work, which can give you some of that weight bearing that we need as we age or as we need.
Okay, that's an interesting point and stuff. Like, who is the normal clientele that you would have? Sometimes we always think that you'd have like a youngster and stuff, but from what your description is, it evidently sounds like you could have an older person and even a more senior kind of a person working out.
Absolutely.
What do you find?
My youngest is 18-year-old. 18-year-old, a young woman who has fibromyalgia, which is, you know, a health, you know, hazard, if you will, that could benefit from doing Pilates. And my oldest is 82-year-old. I'm proud to say I have an 82-year-old woman by the name of Rose, who I love dearly. Isn't she great?
That sounds great.
It is.
How did Rose come about finding you and stuff? Was it was she referred to from a doctor, or was she referred to from a friend?
No, she was referred to actually from her daughter. Her daughter, her husband comes to me. So I have a whole family.
Oh, wow.
I got three generations there. I have clients since when I first opened 20 years ago, believe it or not.
So you've been around for a while then.
I have.
Okay.
I'm the first Pilates studio, I think, in this area.
Oh, wow. That's excellent. See, because, you know, Pilates always had that mystifying, you know, connotation as to exactly what it was. Was it a blend of yoga, meditation, and things like that? How does your facility differ from some of those others that are out there? And what makes you so unique here in Clinton?
We mostly do apparatus. We do a little bit of mat work. We like to send people home with mat exercises because that's nice to have something to do also at home. But we differ in that we mainly work with the Pilates apparatus. So we're purist, if you will, but we also take our program. So when somebody comes in, we modify and we adjust and we work on the person and work on the exercises based on what that person needs. So we don't have you come in and do the same thing every time.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
So our repertoire changes depending on what that person needs.
Hmm. Now, you were talking about apparatus versus a mat type of thing. And in the world of Pilates, there's what, the reformer, the tower, the chair, the spinal correctors, and a ladder barrel. These are intriguing. Can you elaborate a little bit about what each one of those is?
Sure. Well, each of them looks very archaic, I will tell you. So you walk in and you think you're about to enter a torture chamber.
Oh.
So there's nobody with black leather or with straps or anything going on like that. However, it would look like that when you first walk in. And one of the reasons is when Joseph Pilates started doing Pilates and developing this, he was detained at a war camp in World War I. So a lot of the things look like the beds or the chair. He would take the bed springs from the bed and put it on, you know, and have people... you know, make handles out of it and have people sitting in their wheelchair, and he was, you know, working them out. So that's how it got started.
Oh, interesting.
However, it still looks like that. So if you look at Joseph Pilates' earlier equipment, it looks like a bed, and it actually was a bed. It's like hysterical, you know. So we have definitely evolved since then. But however, the reformer still looks like a bed with springs, and the chair looks like a chair, and it's, you know, got springs on it, and everything is spring loaded. Like I said, you can put one spring, two spring, depending on how difficult you want the move to be. But sometimes the less spring, the harder.
Oh, okay.
So that's really interesting, because most of the younger people that come in want that really hard, you know, give me more, and I'm like, yeah, but you're not stabilizing. So that's what we tried to teach you. There's some fundamentals that we all teach as Pilates instructors, even mat instructors. Mm-hmm. Pelvic stability, scapula stability, the lateral breathing. Neutral spine, that's our biggest, yeah.
Okay. So you covered, you know, quite a few of what they would consider, quote-unquote, core muscles.
Correct.
Of the body and stuff. So this sounds as though it kind of targets in on that.
Yes, it does.
And uses... what, the body weight?
The real core, yeah. Well, we use the spring to help, right. Where yoga, if we were to compare the two, yoga uses its, you know, body weight.
Body weight.
We use spring work to help assist with a movement. However, we're using that as weight bearing as well to do different dynamic movements. So we work with the core. And one of the things we do is when you're in neutral spine, your transverse abdominals are fired up. When you fire up the transverse and you also work the other muscles, that's working your core. Correct? Right?
Exactly.
And the physical therapists and the chiropractors have been teaching us this for years and years, and now you have the Pilates instructors, and now you even have the gym people. And so we're all kind of all preaching the same thing.
Right. Finally on the same boat here and all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys have just taken it a step further and all, and you've developed from, you know, very, very early on and stuff, then brought it into the 21st century.
Correct.
To work those abdominal oblique muscles, which we know are very, very important for a multitude, breathing, core stability, erecting, you know, just standing and things like that.
Right. The erector spinae, which helps keep us upright, which most of us need.
So many of those, you know, simple functions that we take for granted day in and day out and stuff works very, very nicely with your program and all.
Correct, it does.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to cut for a commercial break, and we're going to come back and we're going to explore a little bit more about this Pilates. So stay tuned.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon. We're talking with Connie Fazekas, who's from the Hunterdon Pilates Spa and Center up in Clinton, New Jersey. And during the commercial break, we were just talking about human anatomy and how pretty much it's a lost art and stuff. And it's nice to see that Pilates is targeting some of those core muscle groups. Right, Connie?
Absolutely.
And like you were saying, those obliques, those
transverse, obliques, internal obliques, and then finally the rectus, the thing that gives us that six-pack, which really all it does is give us the six-pack, where it's really those internal and those transverse obliques. Well, I shouldn't say only. The transverse are the deepest, and they go from the front to the back, and they're the ones that really help stabilize that lower spine and help that, you know, not that lower back not to, you know, get into that little thing, which then they come to see you for, right?
Exactly.
So I can't put it in place. I just want to make that clear. Mm-hmm. If you need a chiropractor, you need to see a chiropractor. I can help keep it. I could help keep those muscles, you know, nice and strong and keep the stabilizers so that they're keeping the facets in place, but I cannot put it in place. And that's where people think, you know, you have to understand that difference.
Right,
you
exactly.
know, we're not physical therapists and we're not chiropractors.
Mm-hmm.
And we urge people at our studio when they do need help, you know, to put it in place or subluxation. I get a lot of people
that's
who
right.
have, right? And I'm like, you have to go see somebody and then you come to me and I can help keep you healthy and keep you maybe out of the doctor's office as frequently, but you still need to be there first. And that's the difference. So
great. So a good referral for you would be from a physical therapist, a chiropractor,
and
naturopath, or somebody like that.
Even rheumatologists have been sending clients.
Interesting.
Yes.
Rheumatology, anything else, any other kind of conditions?
Lupus, MS. Recently in my studio, I've had lupus. I've had fibromyalgia of a young girl, and she was an athlete, which was really hard to I couldn't sleep at night. It really had me consumed. I have a few people with RA and just some regular arthritis, and then just regular, you know, problems with their back where they, you know, had, you know, some subluxations or some little bulging discs.
Right.
From pushing a big rope around.
Oh.
Let's not, you know, put anything down, but really pushing a big rope around. And you got to know your limitations when you're doing other forms. And we encourage Do other forms of exercise. We don't want you doing Pilates five times a week. It's not about that. What we encourage is go out, join a gym. Make sure you're doing the walking. Make sure you're doing the cardio, which one of the reasons why, which we'll get into the exterior system, is one of the reasons why we didn't have that cardio piece with Pilates, and we needed to develop that because we at our studio really feel that's important.
Right. Now, that's an interesting thing. Here, you know, most people go to these spas and packages and stuff, and they push the big tire around. They whip those ropes.
Right.
They do all kinds of crazy things and all. But you guys there at Hundred and Pilates has taken it to the next level and stuff, and you've actually put your minds in kind of like brainstorm what it was that would help the individual that's in front of you and stuff. And you guys have actually designed and patented and put together some your own equipment and stuff.
Correct.
Why don't you tell us about what is it and how does it work?
It's called the Exero system. And what the Exero system is it's got a pulley system with weights. It's got a spring system. It's got a suspension system. So it's all wrapped up in one small footprint.
So it sounds like the best of all the different pieces of equipment that are out there for the general population to
Correct.
Use.
Yes.
And so how does it work in there?
Well, what we do is we do classes with them. So in our downstairs studio, which is suite one now, we have these Exero system classes. And we do a cardio class. We do a vertical Pilates class. We do a 20-20-20, 20 minutes of cardio, 20 minutes of suspension work, and the last 20 minutes of a little bit of spring work. We have a yoga flow class, which is done with the pulley system. And it's more dynamic in its movement, but yet still pushing a little bit of weight around. It could work in a three-dimensional. It doesn't look like your regular cable machine. It actually can work on a three-dimensional level. So we get the body to separate, which, you know, upper body, lower body, real nice when you keep that youthful, able to turn.
Exactly.
And, right?
The not, flexibility.
Right.
We're not trying to bulk up. We're trying to have the flexibility.
Correct. And still look good. And still look good. I mean, for some of us that want that, which, you know, you have clients that come to you because they want to look good, right?
Right.
They want to lose weight and look good and still keep that youthfulness in them, and especially in the way they walk and in the way they move and when they go to grab something that's behind them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not moving as one big unit, one big blob, right?
Right. You want the fluidity that
correct.
Goes along with
so
it.
So that was one of the things that prompted us to develop this exercise equipment.
So and were you guys just standing around watching some clients one day and said, you know, we need to put this together in this one?
Kind of. No. What we did is we used to sit there. It's my sister and I. We used to sit there in our studio thinking, what would make the best equipment? Because everything has its limitations. So we wanted this one, and we brought in an engineer, and we said, this is what we want. So here we are 6 years later, three engineers later, four fabricators later. I won't tell you what the cost, but here we are, and we just came to manufacture in March.
March, oh my gosh.
Was our first, because we've had prototypes that we've been using for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
but now we have the real thing.
Oh, wow.
The real thing.
So this must be exciting, though, in the office.
It is. It is.
The office there and all.
It is.
So tell us about that, then.
Well, we have Exero classes. We're selling Exeros, and we also have a training program that we have placed in three different colleges. One at Warren County Community College. It's under the Dual Star Pilates program.
Oh.
One at Sussex County Community College and one at Cumberland Community College. So we're trying to get some more schools. We're trying to get them on board mm-hmm. as well. And we are training. We do not only do we do Pilates training, we do Exero training.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the anatomy is pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're studying. Well, it's not just, you know, well, let me learn how to do a few exercises. You're really learning how the body works. You're understanding the musculature and the anatomy mm-hmm. of the movement, even more important. And that's what we teach. And we're very happy with our program, and it's been doing fairly well. I mean, it'd be great if anybody wants to get certified. Contact one of the colleges out there
mm-hmm.
and ask for the Dual Star Pilates program.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
So often you go to a gym or a facility and stuff, and you've got your assigned instructor. They kind of go through. You kind of get lost in the training and stuff because you don't quite understand, you know, which muscle groups are working with
right.
one. This sounds like you guys do an excellent job at not just demonstrating how the equipment works, but giving the client and stuff some physiology, anatomy and physiology.
Absolutely.
About what's going on.
That's
so
it.
That's excellent.
That's it. That's the key, is understanding the anatomy of the movement, understanding that when you move this, this is what's going to happen. And so if you have a client that has this issue, this is what you want to avoid. So we teach modifications. We teach who to put this person in, you know, what move to put this person in, who to avoid it with. And you may not want to avoid it, but you might want to modify it, which is even more, you know, of a better understanding of how that anatomy of the movement works. Because, you know, you don't want to keep somebody from not moving. First thing that you do when you see a patient is, we got to get you better and we got to get you moving.
Right.
I mean, isn't that it? Well, once they're done with that, it's like, well, I got to keep them moving. So I love it when somebody comes from a physical therapist or from a chiropractor, and I say to them, would they be okay if I spoke to them? Because the last thing I want to do is hurt them.
Right.
I don't want to re-injure something. So a lot of times people come in, I have them fill out a profile, but then I'll say, you know, I noticed that your right leg is, or your left leg's not moving properly. Oh, yeah, yeah, I hurt that side, and I had bulged the disc. And I'm like, okay, but you never put, you never told me that.
Right, exactly.
So the more information I have, the better I can train, and I can, but usually I can see right away within 5 minutes something's not right here, what's going on here,
right?
And then I can get it out of them, because when you see bodies move for 20 years, you know, across the room, you can see something's not right.
It almost sounds like this is ideal for somebody that's in dance or some sort of a form.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Any type of movement, somebody in dance. I have tennis players that come from the high school.
Okay.
I've got baseball players. I have pitchers that come from the, just, you know, the kids that are trying to get to that D1 level. I was big on training the Blue Mountain race team because my kids were ski racers, and these are kids that would make the Junior Olympics, and some went on further. So, yeah, you know, especially the younger kids, and I usually see them in spurts only because they're so busy, and they're, you know, busy doing, but I'll see them before or after their particular sport.
Right.
You absolutely. I had a fencer. She was coming in, and she was extremely handedness, which you know, I'm sure you see a lot of that. So yeah, I mean, like I said, the clientele that we see is it's from teenager to, you know, seniors, and it's and both benefit to the middle age. You know what I mean? Everyone benefits.
So this sounds good, though, in as far as, you know, getting the young athletes before they start developing bad habits.
Yes,
getting the athletes, you know, during their prime time and stuff, so they can get into those, you know, Class A schools, universities,
D1s,
colleges,
absolutely,
and stuff, which is where they want to go. Get those scholarships so that mom and dad don't have to take out the huge loans and stuff. And then even afterwards and stuff, it sounds like the Weekend Warriors would benefit from the programs and all.
I have a lot of horseback riders that, you know, that come to me that are, you know, taking their you know, sport to the next level. Just, you know, really, it's also about, like, muscle imbalances, which, you know, when you have a sport and you're doing a sport so many times, you develop muscle imbalances. And especially, like, those horseback riders, they may not realize it, but that horse is not reacting to them, and that's because they might be off balance.
Right, yeah. I've seen that happen with the barrel racers.
Absolutely.
So
one of the things that the Axiro system, what's so great about it is that it does unilateral work. So when you do unilateral work, you can correct muscle imbalances, and you can see. I can do suspension on one side and pulley on the right side and get the body to work differently, get stabilizers to fire up on one side and mobilizers to fire up on the other side, and that's how you get a body strong.
That is so key and stuff, being able to take a look at the individual like you have been training yourself and stuff. You've developed the equipment so you know the capabilities of it.
Absolutely.
And what can and cannot happen and stuff with it. And then how to set up the pulleys, the
correct
springs and everything
correct
else that goes along with it, as compared to somebody going to the gym and just standing in front of a
correct
stationary machine pounding plates,
working
down
bilateral
and stuff
like all
that
the time, all the time, right? Let me show you how to work unilaterally. Let me show you that this machine can do that for your gym, for your facility, or for you as a trainer.
Right.
Absolutely. The Axiro system is by far one of the most versatile equipment because it can do all of that. And the best part of it, it comes in a small footprint. When you are trying to open up a studio, you know real estate is...
Oh.
You know, it is your biggest cost.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
that's like the prime thing and
exactly.
stuff. So you can have a piece of equipment that does a multitude of things
Absolutely.
As compared to just doing one specific muscle group and things like
Correct.
That. That's excellent, though.
Correct. And right up against the wall, which is usually your down space, right?
Right, exactly, yeah. Right. So it sounds like you guys have put some thought into this.
Oh, yeah.
The design, the implementation of the apparatus and stuff, and even the equipment protocols themselves and all.
Lehigh University was a big help to us, too.
Were they?
We had it at Lehigh for a while, and those engineers were fabulous. Yeah, they were. We've been through many engineers, and we had to, because you work with an engineer, and then they tap out, and then you have to go to another one, and it was like, no, it's not perfect. We want this. And we were just very, like, you know,
right.
two stubborn Italians that were going to dig our feet in and we weren't going to, you know.
That's the best way to do it. Have the Italians designing these things. And this is good because my godchild is looking at going to Lehigh University for engineering.
Awesome.
So
yes.
he may be coming up with the next protocol
that's
and stuff.
It.
But that's great to tap into the youth of, you know, today and stuff.
Absolutely.
Their minds are so creative. There's no barriers and stuff. So, you know, when
yes.
you get older and stuff, you say, oh, that can't be done.
Exactly.
You go to the right place. The universities are the shakers and movers of anything
yes.
that's going to be sparking, you know, the next level of development
yes.
or spontaneity.
And they were fabulous. I mean, we had like probably the largest group of people that wanted to work with us because it was such an innovative product.
Isn't that something? People were dying to get onto your program or your project
yes.
and stuff like that. So that made you feel good
it
too
did.
About it.
It
you
did.
Gave them a project. Now that they are creative, you know, now they were able to go from classroom, you know, theoretical to actually putting it into application and all, which
yes.
was great.
And we actually still keep in touch with some of those young
yeah.
engineers.
Oh,
yeah,
isn't
because
that
they're like when you guys get a little bigger, we'd like to. So we did. We actually kept in touch with a lot of them.
Oh wow, that's
yeah.
great though.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we got to do a commercial break. We're having such a good time here. All right, so we're going to do a break. So Connie, don't go anywhere. We're going to do some news now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a good statement delivered just a few hours after the event.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions defending President Trump's initial statement about the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia over the weekend when hundreds of white nationalists converged to protest the removal of Confederate statues. Sessions says President Trump will be back in Washington for a while today where that issue is again going to be discussed.
On NBC's Today Show, Sessions was asked if the president intends to explicitly condemn alt-right and white nationalist groups who rallied in Virginia.
He will be speaking to the people today. I'm not sure what he'll say. That's my understanding. And he's been firm on this from the beginning.
And the 20-year-old Ohio man accused of murder by driving his car into a crowd of counter-protesters is making his first court appearance this morning.
That's correspondent Sharon Reed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
President Trump will be meeting with Attorney General Jeff Sessions and FBI Director Christopher Wray in Washington today, but then tonight, Trump will be going home to Trump Tower in New York City for the first time since inauguration. New Yorkers have mixed feelings about it.
Time to go home and stay home.
He's entitled to visit his home. I think that's fine, and let the man do his job.
The city ends up spending and wasting a ton of money because he chooses to stay here.
It's his house, and he's entitled to come there.
Updating our top story, the man charged charged with killing a woman protesting a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville on Saturday when he drove his car into some counter-protesters has just made his first court appearance. James Fields of Ohio charged with one count of second-degree murder for the death of Heather Heyer. He also faces three counts of malicious wounding. The judge set no bond in the case. Fields made his appearance by video conference in Charlottesville General District Court. Remember, we're not just on the radio, but also online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Police in Wisconsin are still on the hunt for the gunman who killed three people at a drag strip last night. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth saying the three men who were killed at the Great Lakes Dragaway were gunned down at point-blank range. Two of the men died at the scene. The third died as he was being transported to a hospital. All three victims were from Illinois. The suspect got away in a car, and again, they're still looking for him. The infamous Ford Bronco that O.J. Simpson used in his 1994 low-speed police chase will be up for sale on tonight's episode of Pawn Stars. Former O.J. agent Mike Gilbert owns it now and was filmed making an effort to unload it on the History Channel show. Gilbert says he was once offered $500,000 for the Bronco. He wants to give any money he makes to his children. Approaching the 40th anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley, that's this Wednesday, the 16th, many people surprised to learn that his name is still worth so much. USA's John Clemens has more.
According to Forbes magazine, that worth is over $27 million. Marty Brockstein of the International Licensing Industry Merchandisers Association says Elvis has not left the building.
You know, on the 16th, there'll be a lot of attention focused, and people will say, oh, I haven't thought about Elvis for a long time. I'm going to go online. I'm going to go into a store and buy some small remembrance.
Brockstein says even four decades after the death of Elvis, the king can still bring in the bucks.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And Tuesday, we have a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m. Partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Light and variable winds. Chance of precipitation is only at 30%, though. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch expect in higher elevations and stuff, or where there's going to be thunderstorms, of course. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. Patchy fog after 1 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 64 degrees. Calm winds. Chance of precipitation is up a little bit, 30%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible with those darn thunderstorms again. All righty.
So good, I got a year.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. And my guest here is Connie, and she's from the Hunterdon Pilates Studio up in Clinton, New Jersey. So during the break, we were talking, Connie, and we were talking about who are clients of yours and stuff, or not specific names and stuff, but who has come into your facility there, and you've actually made some life-changing changes with them.
Oh, gosh. We have quite a few. Probably one that comes to mind immediately is a woman who fell off her horse and was, you know, dragged for...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was pretty... She was in bad shape. So after her physical therapy, I mean, she still came in the first time with a cane. And today, she is still showing. She's dressage today. She's
no longer
jumping. But thank goodness, because we kid around and say that she's got nine lives, and she's used about eight of them.
Oh,
so,
my
you know.
God.
But she is doing dressage, and she's still showing and like, doing quite well, you know? So, and this year I had not gotten a chance to see her, and that's a little upsetting, but just because I've been so busy. But for the most part, she and now she just does Xero when she comes, because she's now half the year in Florida
oh.
and half the year here in Jersey. So she's, and I have her this afternoon, as a matter of
fact.
Oh,
excellent. Well, you tell her hi and stuff, and that she was a celebrity today on Get Healthy 100.
So, and then I have like a big thing that I have a lot of people that I notice come in are those with laxity. I don't know if you see that. They probably are the ones that get a lot of that subluxation that happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you see that they're, you know, their joints just can go all over the place. And they're the ones I try to keep in what's called the Pilates box. And I try to get them to engage their core, get their transverse to fire up, and to get their pelvic floor to fire up. Because believe it or not, those with laxity sometimes can get pelvic floor dysfunction.
And that's a common thing, isn't it?
Yes, it
bladder,
is.
Bladder
Absolutely.
Problems and stuff, getting pregnant in
Absolutely.
Some cases and all?
Absolutely. So when we do lateral breathing, we use the diaphragm. As you know, you inhale, the diaphragm goes down. As you exhale, it comes up, and you can use that muscle to expel the air out of the lungs. So this time you're not breathing into the belly, which is not a bad thing. It's mm-hmm. just when Pilates, we don't breathe into the belly. When you're in yoga, you breathe. In Pilates, we use that diaphragm to help
okay.
expel the air out mm-hmm. of the lungs. So the rib cage sort of moves like an accordion, if you will.
I was just going to say that I could visualize right? an accordion moving like that.
Right.
Being Italian and
exactly.
stuff, we would know these things.
That's right. And I did take lessons.
So did I.
Oh, how funny. So with that being said, yeah, we do work with the lateral breathing, the diaphragm breathing, which anybody out there with that laxity, I'm not saying you have it in your pelvic floor, but you might.
Right.
And if you do, learn how to do diaphragm breathing, help yourself,
mm-hmm.
And learn what neutral spine is so that you're not subluxating.
Right.
Did I say that right?
You did.
No,
very good. You're
go.
Very chiropractically oriented. Mm-hmm. Now, you keep talking about this neutral spine.
Correct. Neutral,
or neutral
spine. Think about it. Your spine has four curves to it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my favorite, you know, at-home equipment is the foam roller, right? Which one that would be 36 inches. So you want to make sure you're lying on it where your tailbone and your head are on it. So long ways. And you want to feel the different curves to your spine. You want to feel the convex and the concave. Right? So
right.
you want to feel at your tippy head, you want to feel that little, you know, curve going in, and then you want to feel the middle of your back, and then that little bit of curve from that lower thoracic, that lumbar spine has a little bit of curve. Mm-hmm. Don't flatten it. If you flatten it, you're going to roll off the foam roller.
Oh, what a great way to make sure that you're doing it right.
Absolutely.
Either you're on the roller or you're off the roller.
That's right. So if you have those four and you can feel those four curves to that spine, you're going to stay on that roller. All of a sudden, you feel nice and secure. Then you start by lifting one leg up, knee right over your hip. Right? Don't bring it in too far because then you flatten the back. That mm-hmm. anatomically, what happens when you bring that knee
right.
all the way in? You flatten that back and you're out of neutral spine. You're out of your transverse. Go back into neutral. Now, if your back hurts and you can't hold yourself, then do it little at a time.
Okay.
There, you have no business having your legs up in the air if you cannot hold the neutral. Right? And that's
right.
what I tell everybody. Until you can hold it one leg at a time for a few seconds, do some lateral breathing. Don't breathe into the belly. Hold the belly nice and tight. Breathe into the lung. Use your pelvic floor.
Right, okay.
And learn how neutral and lateral breathing and pelvic stability and pelvic and scapular stability all work together on that foam roller.
Right.
And really, foam roller, you can get one on Amazon for like $22 today.
Oh, geez.
Right?
Yeah. So it's a relatively
Crazy.
Inexpensive
Yes, it is.
Exercise, an
Yes,
exercise
it is.
Tool that you can take home and work with and stuff.
Absolutely.
So about how often would you have clients coming in to do some of the equipment and things
yeah.
like that, or a class?
Right. Usually they'll do most clients will do a private and maybe a class or two. Usually one or two privates a week, no more than that,
okay.
and then maybe a class, no more than three times. And then I want you doing something else.
Oh, okay.
And if you are coming in three times a week, I encourage you do one of the Xero classes because it's different.
That sounds like, you know, a no-brainer and stuff. You got to do the Xero class and
yeah.
then supplement
exactly.
that with whatever
and
else classes that you have.
If you're doing classes three times a week, they come out to like $15 a class. I mean, affordable.
That
you know?
Is.
Really affordable. And we try to make it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we keep it where we have only five people to a class so that there is still somewhat of an individual.
Right.
Because privates can get expensive.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I understand that. And
mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. So we offer privates, semi-privates. And I've even had clients that want to do the privates, and I only give them a half hour of instruction.
Oh, okay.
So I'll even break it down to a half hour, mm-hmm. especially if the person needs the privates.
Right.
And then eventually move them into classes. That's really the goal.
Okay,
right, to
yeah.
make it so that they can keep coming. It's they need their Pilates. It's fun, and it's affordable.
Right.
It's got to be affordable.
So that covers all the key elements of an exercise program. Number one, affordability.
Right.
Number two, availability. And
correct.
Number three, having somebody who knows what the heck they're doing
correct.
When they're working with you and
right.
stuff. Because so often I'll go to the gym and I see these guys, you know, pounding, you know, more plates of weight than they possibly can imagine doing,
right.
laughing and carrying on, not having a properly designed program or an instructor with them and stuff,
right.
and they end up hurting themselves more. And, you know, I see them more in my chiropractic office right. than and all. So, yeah.
I'm sure you look and you can see that from across the room thinking, I'll be seeing you, right?
I always make sure I have a bunch of cards to hand out and stuff. I just happen
sure.
to drop them around the chair.
How about it?
It always works out good. That's another good business thing.
Right. There you go. Good best practice, right? We
there
were just
we
talking about that.
Exactly. So, the foam roller and stuff. So,
yes.
Are there, you are exclusive with the exerciser piece
with the
of
X-Zero.
The X-Zero?
No,
or
we're
are
not.
There other
the
locations?
The X-Zero system is starting to, you know, because it just, you know, it's been out there for the past 6 years. We've been kind of talking to people, doing some trade shows, but it is really now starting to take off in that a few studios are now starting to buy it. So we have Acropolis in Califon that now has the X-Zero system. There's another gym in Montclair that we're still in talks with. And, you know, who knows? We'd love to, if you would like to see it in your gym, tell your gym owner you'd like to see the X-Zero system.
Oh, okay,
system.
Excellent then.
Yeah, X-Zero system.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They can go on the website and
they can
get
go
that?
On the website and they can get an idea of the different classes you can do with the X-Zero system.
Yeah.
Yep. Or come to 100 and Pilates Center, right? Come to
now, where Pilates is 100 and Pilates Center at exactly?
We are now, well, you know, the fire, the whole thing, you don't have to go into that, but we are now located at 65 Old Highway 22, and that's in Clinton, New Jersey. It's across the street from that Mavis Center in that Colonial building.
Oh.
We're in Suite 1 where we
mm-hmm.
do our X-Zero classes.
Okay.
And we're in Suite 9 where we have our reformer classes.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
yeah, we're in two places up in that building now.
Oh, excellent.
And hopefully, you know, we're going to be here for the next 20 years.
That's what we
right?
like to see. And we're going to do a commercial break here, so we will be right back at Get Healthy Hunterdon.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
And we are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Flemington's most experienced healthcare facility. And today we've got an exciting guest here and all who's letting us know everything and anything that's possible with Pilates as well as her new equipment. This is Connie Fazekas from Hunterdon Pilates studio in Clinton, New Jersey. So during break, we were talking about some of her other clients that she's been able to really bring up to a level of what we call, lifestyle and stuff that's easy and stuff. So why don't you tell us about that other one that you had were talking about during the break?
Well, like I said, we have a few clients that one has fibromyalgia, a young girl, and she's been coming to us, and she's doing fabulous, I have to say. She ran track.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, okay. And then was hit with this, and she was young, so they couldn't give her any medication.
Yeah,
right?
It's always one of the things. And they always are the ones that, like, you know, where do I go? What do I
exactly.
do? So this is excellent and, to be
and
able
then,
to
yep,
do.
Yep, so we had that, and we had another young. It's really funny. We get a lot of these young girls. When I say young, this other one was stricken with MS. She was in her late 20s, which is very common.
About
right?
what time they start getting that, yeah.
And that we were using the prototype, the Xero, with her.
Uh-huh.
And that's when we started thinking, hey, you know what? Not only is this Xero system great for classes, but we might have a whole rehab thing going on.
My gosh, this is great.
Right?
We better write this one down, too.
No kidding, right? So we were talking about best business practices, and it's funny because it's like we just keep bringing them up here. But, so we might have a whole rehab thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So one of the things that I did have a physical therapist help me with is when I was showing her how to put the machine in suspension, one of the things that she said was, you know, if you're doing TRX, how it's one length. I mean, you can make it a little shorter, but she wanted it if I had somebody in a wheelchair. Can I make it really short?
Oh,
so
interesting.
Now our suspension... It's a little knob, and it goes from one length, and there's like 12 buttons.
Oh, my gosh.
So you can actually have somebody with a wheelchair where the suspension is right up here, and then I can move it, you know, and make it down here.
Necessity is the motherhood of invention.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
So this was a physical therapist that would love if she would come on board.
Okay.
But, mm-hmm. yeah, so that was one of the things that she helped us come up with that idea. So mm-hmm. when I tell you this Xero system is really a culmination of a lot of different people
yeah.
putting in their, two cents. And now, bar is so big, and even doing some standing footwork on the Xero system.
Mm-hmm.
So we now have a bar that developed,
yeah.
and we just brought that to manufacture. So the little equipment is a little easier to bring forth,
sure,
Yeah. So we're using that right now to help with some, and so we're developing some bar classes.
Oh, my gosh.
So
yeah.
when we were asking, like, I've had some of my instructors that work for the Pilates studio that have been with us for like 16, 17 years.
That's unheard of
right?
in the whole exercise world.
Absolutely.
And stuff. They usually jump every 5, 10
right.
years and stuff
and
at that.
No, not with us. I mean, it really truly is. I've had clients that have come to me for 20 years. I've had
Jeez.
Instructors that have been with me for 17 years. One of the things you do is you know who everybody is, and they see the dynamic of what goes on in that studio.
Right.
And you can see that there is a great network and a real close-knit. We all there to support each other, and
yeah.
we're all there to help each other, and we each want the other instructor to be better.
Better and stuff. And speaking of instructors, tell us a little bit about those people.
Yeah, well, so a few of my instructors I have, like I said, have had for... One was first a client and then got herself certified.
Okay.
Now we have a Pilates certification, placed at the Warren County Community College, Sussex
mm-hmm.
County Community College, and Cumberland. So one of my instructors was one of the students.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so she wanted to stay on, and she... Let me tell you something. She's fabulous. She's fabulous. Not that the other students are not. They were anybody that graduates from our program. We make sure
mm-hmm.
We keep in touch with them.
Oh, good.
We make sure that what we know, they know, and they benefit from our 20 years.
Yeah,
that is one thing I can honestly say. We will stay on top of them, and we make sure that they really understand the anatomy, once again, of that movement, mm-hmm. because we do not want them to learn Pilates in that rote way.
Right.
Oh, you just do this and you do this and it doesn't matter who you are or what your issues are. That's not how we teach our program.
Excellent.
You know, and that's what makes us so knowledgeable, that when somebody comes in, I can see it right away. And that's what we try to teach our students. Granted, there is a education that you know that you cannot teach after so many years, but there is something that you could at least teach them how to look for the signs.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, that knowledge, that's not even textbook anymore. It's
exactly.
from actually hands-on developing the equipment.
Correct.
And then making the modifications as you
Correct.
Go along. So in your studio, how many instructors are there?
There's about four of us.
Four of you?
Yeah,
okay.
And me, including I'm the fifth one.
Oh, okay.
And my partner, Roseanne, who was actually, she's no longer training. She's just doing the manufacture piece of
it. Oh, okay.
That's taken on a whole job in itself.
Oh, in itself.
And the trade shows and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah, so now there's five instructors.
Oh, okay, great.
So you'll get any one of us, and we encourage you to use each a different instructor. We're not like you stay with just that instructor, because each one will teach it a little differently, and you just might get something different from that one instructor. When my kids were ski racers, I would encourage, you know, go to another coach once in a while. You might just turn... You know, you might get that little bit of information, even though your coach has been saying the same thing.
Right.
You might hear it differently.
Differently.
And you go to the next level.
Exactly.
And that's what we encourage at the studio. So you see that dynamic when you come in. There's no my client, her client, this, that. There's none of that.
None of that going on.
None of that petty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, it's one big family. It really is.
All right.
It really is.
That sounds good. So with a few minutes left, what would you like to tell the audience about your facility and stuff? How about some classes that are available?
Yeah.
Some specials, if anything's going on?
Well, here, anybody that's listening to this radio show, I would love for you to call in, and we can give you a free class pass.
Oh, wow.
So
oh, excellent. Thank you very much.
Just mention, you know, Dr. Mueller, and just tell us about, mm-hmm. you know, that you listen to the show. And
get healthy, honey.
Exactly. And come on in, and we'd love to just, you know, free class pass. And we are located, as we said, at 65 Old Highway 22 in Clinton, New Jersey. You can look on our website. It's www.hunterdenpilates.com. And if you're looking for the different classes, go right up to the top where it says training options and then hit that button and then go to the classes. And you can sign up right there for a class. But my suggestion is give us a call first, 908-730-0300. Come in for a free class pass. Try it out. I do ask, if you do have issues, to please let me know that ahead of time so that we can at least keep a special eye on you.
Right. You can make some accommodations
yes.
and things. That's great,
right.
though.
We might avoid, because in a class environment, usually that's a little difficult. But we only have five people per class, so we can stop
right.
something and correct you. But that's one of the things that's really important about
yeah.
our studio.
See, that's the nice thing about your facility like that and stuff. It's individualized, or it could be semi-group or a group
yeah.
setting and stuff. But you guys are keeping an eye on
yes.
form, function, and how it dictates
absolutely.
Everything that's going on.
We'll stop you. We will stop you.
Mm-hmm.
So be rest assured. I am not going to allow you, because I have an interval class, and the first thing I do is tell everybody, I do this interval class, yes, in an interval. It's about doing it very quickly, but I will stop you if your form is done.
Excellent.
I take the weight away from you, and I stop you.
Right.
You
and know? That's what you want. You want to be proactive instead of reactive
yes.
to things that are
absolutely.
Going on.
Absolutely.
Excellent,
absolutely.
Though. Very good. All right. So, unfortunately, we've run out of time here, Connie. So, again, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
You can either look at our website, 100andpilates.com, or you can even email me, Connie@100andpilates.com. I'd love to hear from you, even just to chat.
Very
even
good.
Even just to chat.
All right. Excellent. This hour was, it just flew by and
it
stuff.
Did.
I'd love to have you back again
you.
To tell us some of the newest things that are coming out in your facility
thank
and all.
You.
So, we'll stay in touch with you like
awesome.
That. That'll be great. So this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Hunterdon, Hunterdon's most experienced healthcare facility. And this is Get Healthy Hunterdon, and you have a great week.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a good statement delivered just a few hours after the event.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions defending President Trump's initial statement about the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia over the weekend when hundreds of white nationalists converged to protest the removal of Confederate statues. Sessions says President Trump will be back in Washington for a while today, where that issue is again going to be discussed.
On NBC's Today Show, Sessions was asked if the president intends to explicitly condemn alt-right and white nationalist groups who rallied in Virginia.
He will be speaking to the people today. I'm not sure what he'll say. That's my understanding. And he's been firm on this from the beginning.
And the 20-year-old Ohio man accused of murder by driving his car into a crowd of counter-protesters is making his first court appearance this morning.
That's correspondent Sharon Reed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
President Trump will be meeting with Attorney General Jeff Sessions.